First this morning, a month-long crackdown on antisocial behaviour in Woking with sniffer dogs, cameras and undercover officers has ended with 26 arrests ranging from assault to shoplifting and drink driving. The town centre initiative involved cooperation and coordination between Surrey Police, British Transport Police and the council. Police say the arrests show the initiative was a success, and by cracking down on low-level crime they're doing what the public want, and they say that the cost was minimal because existing staff were simply redeployed on weekend evenings rather than days in the week. In the first of two special reports this morning, Peter Stewart takes us to Woking, where last Saturday night he joined officers on Operation Dogmatic.
So it's 7:30 p.m. I'm with Sergeant Dave Griffiths of Woking Police. He's the man who's put together this month-long initiative aimed at improving the town centre by keeping a lid on public order offences. He and his team have been working with colleagues from several other services to target the problem Chertsey Road area. Council enforcement teams have helped them with issues like littering and licensing, taxes and traffic problems, and they've also had the involvement of environmental health and also trading standards officers as well, plus police colleagues from the alcohol enforcement teams targeting underage drinkers, bar staff serving people who are drunk already, and automatic number plate recognition officers watching out for stolen and untaxed vehicles. Transport, police and security staff from South West Trains have worked with them as well on dealing with problems on and near the railway station. And that's where we're heading tonight.
I'm Sergeant Dave Griffiths. I'm the Town Centre Sergeant for Woking.
So what kind of particular problems have there been which means that you wanted to set up this initiative over the last few weeks?
There's been public order offences, so shouting, swearing in the street and also assault.
Sergeant Chris Smith.
We've got two people from the police dog section who are working specialistly trained police dogs in terms of detecting drugs, and they're what's called passive, which means the people will walk past them and the dogs will indicate whether or not they believe they've been in contact with controlled drugs, and then we work behind the dog handlers, and if there is a positive indication we take the person to one side and then ask them general questions and formulate whether or not we have sufficient grounds to search them under the Misuse of Drugs Act.
Have you got any ID on you?
Do you want to just undo your jacket for me and hand it over to me and I'll kind of search it out? Should we step over to that side and get it out of the way?
We're using drugs powers to search, and we come across other items, we can then obviously seize them under different powers. So obviously this gentleman's just stopped for a drug search. As you can see, he's got a bag full of alcohol. Because we found it as part of the drug search, we then got a power to confiscate it because it's obviously 16, so that's what we're doing now.
My name's Jan Simmons, and I'm a PC on the dog section. Evie is a passive drug detection dog. We've got members of the public just coming past the dog. The dog is scanning the air scent as they pass her. If she gets a scent of an illegal substance like that, she's chasing after him. She's still going after him. Right, we want that chap stopped, because it may well be that he's carrying an illegal substance or has been in contact with an illegal substance.
Two lads have just walked down the stairs, seen the officers doing the check, and they then avoided the dog. Two of our officers in plain clothes just asked two of the officers that are uniformed to have a discussion with them. There may be enough grounds for a drug search.
I'm also arresting your suspicion of possession of a Class B drug. You both don't have to say anybody in the army defence. We're not going to question something that we're in court. Anything you do, say we're giving evidence, OK? If you give us your hands, in case you run off or whatever.
So we've been at Woking Railway Station for about an hour and a half. Only about 50 or 60 people getting off the trains coming in and out of the station itself. But of those, pretty high success rate, I would have thought, for Woking Police tonight.
We've had three seizures of cannabis and one which will be tested in a laboratory, but we believe it to be cocaine. Four people have been arrested for the offences of possession of controlled drugs. I believe 16 stop and searches from indications or their behaviour.
You'll hear more about the operation as we move into Woking Town Centre proper, close to the bars and the clubs and the restaurants, a little bit later on BBC Surrey Breakfast. This is Peter Stewart for BBC Surrey in Woking.